Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the college2pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Remember, if you miss any of these entire episodes in their entirety, you can always catch them on iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio. Great way that you can get up close with these 2021 NFL draft prospects. With that said, we have a young man, Tyler Johnson. He began his career at Tulane. He was a grad student at Louisiana Monroe. And January's been a busy month for him. He's been training down in Georgia at Alliance, but he played in the Hula Bowl and the Tropical Bowl. Right before we went live, I found out about the Tropical Bowl, so I'm not going to act like I knew that one, but everything else I did know. But with that said, Tyler, you have had a heck of a career. You've been doing everything you needed to do to position yourself to be where you're at. But with that said, welcome to the program. How's today treating you?
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Treating me pretty good.
Now, you're a busy man. We talked, briefly before we went live. January, you've definitely had your travel bag out in January. You time in Florida, then you got to go all the way out to Hawaii to play in the Hula Bowl, Florida and the Tropical. What were those two experiences like for you?
I had a blast at both of them. It was great opportunities to go against top-tier players and also showcase myself and, see how well I match up against guys who are also talented and trying to do the same thing as me. So, it was a great experience going to both with Hawaii, that was the one.
Yeah, that's like work bonus, ain't it? Get to play in an all-star game in Hawaii and just the sights and the scenery. And then not only that, sure, but you're also doing something you love and making your path towards this draft. What was it like as well as talking to scouts? They know who you are because they've seen the tape, and that's why you're invited to those games. But what was it like talking to them and letting them know who Tyler Johnson is as a man?
I thought it was good. It gave me an opportunity to, sit face-to-face with them and, have good conversations with them, kind of give them, my backstory and where I came from, the things that I've kind of had to overcome. And just gave me a good opportunity to kind of put my best foot forward and just, show them, the person that I am.
Definitely. And then you come across, again, as a great kid. Now, let me ask you this. Pop Warner, Little League football, were you always the bigger, more athletic kid, or is that something you grew into?
So that was actually something I grew into. I've always been like probably one of the bigger kids. But just as far as, my seriousness and revolving around football, that kind of developed. Played Little League football, played in middle school, but I was also a basketball player. So I thought I was going to be, the next basketball player, but it was football that was the one for me.
Yeah, a lot of offensive linemen, defensive linemen too, a lot of guys with, I guess, any guy with height and size growing up, a lot of them share the same sentiments that they thought basketball might be the game.
Right.
Xavier Kelly from Arkansas on the other day, and he said the same thing. He actually said when he was in kindergarten, he was such a big kid that they had to give him his own desk. So, but that said, just because he was so tall. So you start developing, your body starts to mature, you start to grow. High school, both sides of the line, or did you just play on the offensive side?
Yeah, so in high school, when I did start back playing up, I started back playing in my junior year. When I started back, I was on the defensive side of the ball. And, my coaches, they was, harping on it, you need to be on the O-line. You need to play O-line. But I just wanted to play straight defense. I thought that was the coolest position to be able to go out there and tackle somebody. But eventually I bought into their plan, bought into you know, what they were seeing in me, and I started playing offensive line, and I just, I mean, I fell in love with it, you know.
And the rest is history. Now you're here on the C2P. You're a couple months away from the draft. You traded in Georgia. Two All-Star games.
Right.
Tons of accolades, and you're on your way, man. It's a fantastic story. Tyler, now, all the guys that come on the show, I ask them this question. You know the scouts.
Okay.
They know you. But if you're in the film room with them, right, you guys are breaking down tape. What do you think? I always call it your hallmark home run abilities. What do you think are the things that they're going to love? We texted before the show. I think you got great feet. I mean, if they didn't see your top half, maybe see your alignment, they'd be like, man, this guy looks like a shifty receiver. Fantastic feet. But with that said, what do you think of those hallmark abilities?
The hallmark abilities. So you mean like as far as like in the film? Are we going over film, or are they looking at my film?
Yeah, when they watch your tape,
Are
they going to fall in love with?
Okay, they're going to fall in love with, I want to say, my athletic ability. I feel like I play with great tenacity. I play with, I play with great speed, quick off the ball. And I'm just the type of guy that, I mean, like, when I go out there and play, it's just war. Like, I'm not out there to be a friend. You're going to hate me. Like, you're going to hate the lineup against me because I'm not going to stop until the whistle's blown. And that's going to happen over and over and over again until eventually you don't care about the game anymore. You just trying to defeat me. So I feel like that's my biggest thing. I play to the whistle. And, I mean, that's just the gist of it. Like, I can't get more direct than that.
And you come across as such a nice – when does that mindset switch from nice Tyler Johnson to – going to battle Tyler Johnson? What point on a Saturday, Tyler, does that change?
It changes. I mean, like, when I step on the field, whether it's practice or a game, like, it's a whole change in my mindset, perspective. I mean, I'm out here, like, we're not here to be friends. We're not here to be cool. I mean, it's a switch. And when it switches, it's on.
I love it. I love it. I can feel it. It's tempting. Well, I'm glad we're doing a show when we're not on the field, because it'd be a whole different scenario for me. I'd be running. How about this one? This is your show, and we want scouts and we want people out there to know you as well as they can. What goes unnoticed? And it could be a film junkie, weight room warrior, team captain, maybe the systems they ran at Tulane, like, and Louisiana Monroe. I mean, like, I know Tulane was a great running football team. Maybe they'll question your pass blocking. You know, anything that they didn't see, they want to wonder about. What do you need to these teams that you can do that they don't have to worry about?
The one thing that I feel like I can do that they don't have to worry about, I feel like I'm a pretty good run blocker, and being able to get up to the second level and on combo blocks, and also being able to, you know, one-on-one blocks, you know, whether it's powers, down block, or, you know, any of those things like that. But I feel like my biggest strengths are being able to get up to that second level and actually, you know, get out in space and run and kind of use my athleticism as a tool when I'm on the field, so using it as an advantage.
That is an advantage. Your speed, your quickness, and you're lighter than, you know, you're not a 325-pound guy. I mean, granted, if you want a 325-pound last guy, but if you're going to want a more agile, powerful guy, like you mentioned, that quickness, and again, the feet, Tyler Johnson's your guy. Once again, Tyler Johnson began his career at Tulane, ended up as a grad guy at Louisiana Monroe, two All-Star games, Fula Bowl, Tropical Bowl. And if you have missed any of this show in its entirety, iTunes, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio, you want to know more about Tyler Johnson. Now, we were talking before the show, and I was looking at your bio on the Tulane page, and it said Science Club. And you have a good backstory. You want to share it with us?
So basically, like I was telling you, me and my, you know, a few of my friends, we were in yearbook club, so obviously, yearbook club, you know, you make the yearbook, you put it together, how you guys wanted to put it together. And so for the science club, we actually weren't able to get a picture of them. So what we actually did was we kind of took a picture of each other and, like, we put it in the science club, and it started out as a joke. But then eventually, you know, we kind of started to get connected in with the real science club. And, you know, it kind of became a thing, like, we were actually interested in it, and, you know, we stayed cool with those, you know, with the science club for, like, the rest of the year. So that was pretty cool.
It's a great backstory. It really is. And down at Alliance in Georgia, you said you've been training there about a month. What's some of the emphasis? I mean, gain weight, shed weight, stay where you're at. Besides, we know you want to get bigger and stronger and faster, but what's kind of like the main emphasis of what you're really focusing on?
Okay, so, you know, when we found a trainer, we sat down and we planned for, like, what we wanted to accomplish. So, obviously, we want to have a good bench press. That's the focal point. Great 40, quick L drill, you know, great broad, you know, all those things. But the emphasis for us right now is the bench press and the 40. That's the emphasis, and that's the things that we've been working on the most.
You like the results so far?
Yes, it's been working. It's been working really good. Like, we've been stacking good days on top of each other. So I'm happy with how it's going, but, you know, we still got some work to do.
Yeah, hey, you're not alone. You guys got a lot of work to do, but nonetheless, you're in the right position, and I can't wait to find out where you land. I'm excited about you. Tyler, we are almost out of time. And again, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. But before we let you go, we always like to have a little fun. We call it three and out. There are a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right, I'm down.
All right, now, you spent 4 years in Tulane, and I think you know Coach Fritz pretty well. With that said, what's that one thing maybe you guys could do at practice? Not to scorch him, but what's that one thing at practice where you guys would do it and that would just kind of set him over the edge? What are those weird nuances, the things that they kind of have those, you know, here he goes?
Okay, so I'll probably say during, like, what we called it focus period. That was, you know, that's the beginning of practice, before practice even start. Offense is running plays.
Okay.
And, you know, his job is, you know, kind of go around with the microphone and kind of police everybody, make sure everybody is, you know, in the right place, they paying attention, they locked in on what's going on. And the biggest thing is for him is kind of organization on the field. So we're in focus period, and you might have some guys creeping over the line. They might get an earful because, you know, that's kind of one of the things. It's just like, you know, you might not know if you're a freshman or whatever, but you're going to know after that. You know, it's a small thing, but it's a big thing. Like, you know, stay behind the line and pay attention and, you know, like, take mental reps. So that's kind of one of them things where, you know, you might get chewed out about it. You're like, what did I do? And then afterwards, it'll kind of come to play, like, oh, you know. So.
That's great. Kind of a new question we're asking for this year, and we get some great – I mean, they're one of the funner responses. It really is. It really takes you kind of into that team dynamic where you're not part of the unit, you're not going to know. How about this one? Offensive linemen, you guys are usually the bigger guys on the team, and as a whole, you guys are usually, I think, the most close-knit part of the team. That said, Tyler, who's the biggest eater amongst the you that could have been your Warhawk teammates or your Green Wave teammates, and what's the biggest meal you've ever seen them throw down?
You said who was my biggest teammate?
No, your biggest – who is the biggest eater amongst your offensive lineman teammates?
That's a tough one. As you know, them guys like to throw down, but That's tough. I can't necessarily single anybody out right now. They might get mad at me.
Fair enough. And then the final one, we're going to stick with food, but on the opposite way. The draft's going to be right around the corner. Who's the best cook in your family? And what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day, as you make this special jump from college to pro?
The best cook in my family, I'm going to have to give it to my dad. He's a really good cook. Yeah, he throws down. My dad, yeah, he makes it happen. Omar.
All right, man. What's the meal? What do you want him to cook?
Oh, what I want him to cook? I need the specialty. I need the ribs. I need the macaroni and cheese. Maybe some baked beans. You're making me hungry right now. Maybe some sweet potatoes, something like that. I don't know.
You're gonna wake up all mad at me, right? Yeah, I mean, hang up mad at me. Hey. Well, Tyler, man, listen. Continue grinding. Keep doing what you're doing. You got all the arrows pointed in the right direction. You come down the stretch here for the 2021 NFL Draft. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Hey, I appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tyler Johnson. Very versatile as well as along the line. So much we could have talked to with him. You know, he's played left tackle, right tackle, and he's just quick and light. I mean, if you're looking for that light, I shouldn't say light. He's just athletic and quick, you know, and, it, you know, you want to say light, but he's not. I mean, the guy's 300 pounds. I mean, how you call him light? But like I said, he just moves so fluid for a big guy. And, again, I'm really excited about him. Again, if you want more, Stitcher, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk, always the download and listen to this show. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.